Speaking on NBC's face-to-face program this morning, Senior Assistant Comptroller of Inland Revenue Gwyneth Martin said the e-filing program has been well received by Vincentians.
The response has been tremendous. Actually, to date we have 635 users and 804 submissions. So it has been great. Once you have filed online, there's basically no paperwork. For corporate income tax, you upload your financial statements in a PDF format. For personal income tax, you no longer have to file the form. So basically you file online and that's the end of it. For value added tax also, you file online, that's the end of the return. So we are basically eliminating most of the paperwork for convenience. We have the relevant security processes in place, so there is no need for taxpayers to worry about the element of security.
Ms. Martin said the staff at the department will be available to provide assistance to persons in relation to the e-filing system.
We have the electronic filing team, which assists. We are basically en route to using a teach-to-fetch approach. But you can access the system at any location, follow the basic instructions, and file. So you do not necessarily have to come to the Inland Revenue Department, file your returns electronically. But in case that you really require additional assistance, then the electronic filing team is there to assist. Also, we are available to organizations if they wish to have presentations as it relates to electronic filing. But you do not necessarily have to come to the department to register and file as an electronic user.
Senior Assistant Comptroller at Inland Revenue, Gwyneth Martin. And Deputy Comptroller of Inland Revenue, Rosalind Mall, is reminding persons of the March 31st deadline to file their returns.
Persons who are filling out the personal income tax forms would know that their standard deduction remains at $18,000. And that means that for the first $18,000 of your salary, you do not pay any taxes. So from your gross income, you would be subtracting the $13,000. And to the back of the form, there is a table, very simple table that you can follow for the calculation of the taxes, which range from 10% in excess of the $18,000 through to the maximum of 32.5%. I would say that it has gotten better over the years, but we do have concern, especially in the area of property taxes. Our compliance rate for property taxes has really not taken off as we would have imagined. And so we want to do some special work on property taxes to have our property taxpayers really complying and paying up their taxes.
Deputy Comptroller of Inland Revenue, Rosalind Mall. Bertil Maloney, reporting for NBC News.